Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Speaking with VOA, Monash University EU politics expert Ben Welling explains what it means to have an EU nation close its borders.
Germany's borders are regulated by something called the Schengen Treaty, and this is a treaty from 1995 that essentially provides, you know, the borderless Europe that we know. So for the Germans to close their borders actually really imperils this fundamental treaty of European integration. And that's why this is, in one level, a surprise. And on the other hand, you know, dealing with hundreds of thousands of migrants, we might expect governments to try and seek to control this flow of people in some way.
More than 430,000 migrants seeking a better life, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have made their way to Europe this year. Nearly 3,000 died crossing the Mediterranean Sea, according to the International Organization for Migration. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside of Al-Aqsa. Jews revere the site, as do Muslims. Suicide bombers killed at least 7 people Sunday in attacks in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolafata, a border area that has suffered numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon, a major contributor to the multinational joint task force defeating the Sunni insurgency. This is VOA News. Both sides in the South Sudan conflict plan to attend a special meeting on that conflict and peace agreement implementation in New York on September 29th on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, the meeting at the invitation of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA that Vice President James Wani Iga will lead the government's delegation. He says it should involve positive discussions, not to be about punishment and negativity. Following reports on ongoing fighting, the United States has been among a group of nations warning of sanctions that should last a month's peace agreement to end the nearly 2-year conflict not be fully implemented. Ambassador Ezekiel Lowell Kathkuth, the Foreign Affairs Secretary for the rebels, expressed his hope that 3 items would be discussed.
The world supporting peace in South Sudan, mobilizing the world also to mobilize resources to reconstruct South Sudan, mobilizing the whole world also to help in resettlement of the IDPs and refugees in the neighboring countries and also internally inside the country.
He says rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar will lead the rebel delegation to those talks. 2 sides are engaged in security talks in Ethiopia this week. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. Well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed other rebels to get into the prison, according to Muhammad Ali Ahmadi, the deputy provincial governor for the eastern Ghazni province. At least 350 prisoners escaped during the chaos of that bombing, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Powerful bomb went off in central Pakistan on Sunday evening, killing at least 10, injuring around 60 others. That violence happened near a bus terminal in the city of Multan, about 600 kilometers southwest of Islamabad. Hospital officials said several people were seriously wounded and feared the death toll could rise, no one claiming immediate responsibility. Serbia's Novak Djokovic has won the U.S. Open tennis tournament against Switzerland's Roger Federer. That game played in New York. It was the 10th Grand Slam tournament win for Djokovic and his 3rd this year after taking both the Australian Open and Wimbledon. Djokovic and Federer have dominated men's tennis during the past decade, along with Spain's Rafael Nadal. After Sunday's final, the last major of the year, the trio has now won 40 of the past 48 Grand Slams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.